Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on a Wednesday. A lot to recap. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Head coach of the UConn Huskies, Danny Hurley, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Peter Schrager has a mock draft, and he's got sources. This is a different mock draft, because he's talking to people who are in the positions to be making the picks. Peter Schrager from NFL Network will join us a little bit later on. Your phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. The big merch day, it's merchandise day. We're not in March anymore. It would be merchandise. But Marvin and the merchandise store got some T-shirts there celebrating UConn's back-to-back titles, plus a new Marvin T-shirt as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We have our play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. And our radio affiliates, we're in over 400 cities. Kings knock out the Warriors as we say goodbye to the artist formerly known as the Golden State Warriors. 32 for Keegan Murray. Lakers hold off the Pelicans. Zion had 40. He was the best player on the floor and then got injured late. We don't know his availability for the game coming up Friday against Sacramento. Tonight, Heat at the Sixers. Hawks will be at the Bulls. Seton, what's the poll question for the first hour? And then we'll dive into the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I think, yeah, I think we start with the Warriors. Paulie sent one over. If I were Klay Thompson and I had these two offers, which one would I take?
Okay.
2 years for $30 million, and you could play for the Wizards, Hornets, Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $12 million to play for the Warriors.
Well, I think he's going to want more. Well, he'll obviously want more than that. The question is, if you said to him, here's 2 years for $40 million. Maybe throw in some incentives in there. Would he take that to stay at Golden State? Or do you get greedy and say, I won my titles. I'm a Hall of Fame player. I'm going to get a little bit more money. Maybe I go to Orlando. You know, a team on the rise. I could be a veteran there. I could help them. You know, I don't know if they're a very good three-point shooting team. I don't think they are. Maybe you could bring Klay in there and he could have that role there. But if I'm Klay Thompson, I've made $250 million. I'm a Hall of Famer. Do I really want to uproot and go to another team, another city, another system, not have the luxury of playing with Steph Curry. And, you know, it's tough for him because he was a star, he was a starter, then he lost his starting role, gained it back, and then he didn't score last night. And they got blown out by Sacramento. Does Golden State want him back? No matter what. No matter what the price is, do they want him back? They're stuck with Draymond Green. Maybe stuck is not, you know, an accurate word, but that's how I view it. They're stuck with him. But Clay is an unrestricted free agent. You got Chris Paul's contract on the books there. You know, Steph at 36, he was okay last night. You know, give Sacramento credit. They played really good defense. They're a good defensive team. They're still a fun team to watch. You know, they get lost in the California shuffle, but they are a fun team to watch. They have a lot of talent. You win by 24, and, you know, they struggled down the stretch, or they would have been probably a 5 seed. I mean, they're a dangerous, team going into the postseason if they happen to advance. But, you know, watching the Pelicans last night with Zion, it almost feels like that's a microcosm of Zion Williamson. Wow. And then, oh. And you hope there's not that Anthony Davis feel of, you know, when he played, you know, when he was healthy, and you kind of get that feeling with him. But he was the best player on the floor, and he was not afraid. But he had a big stage here, and this might have been the coming out party, you know, maybe the re-coming out party for Zion, because we saw him when he was great. That was in college. We saw some moments his first year. And then he sort of went away, and we thought maybe he was going to be a bust. But he came back. He played well, played in a lot of games this year for New Orleans. And New Orleans probably wins that game if he stays in. I mean, it just felt like they had no answer for him, and he was not afraid, and he was taking it to the Lakers. But the Lakers do win. They advance back to Golden State. Here is Draymond Green talking about the future of the Golden State Warriors.
They've shown nothing but respect, loyalty, love, trust to us. So I got no reason to go into it like, oh, man, they're not going to do right by Clay. They did right by me. They've done right by Steph. They've done right by all of us. You know, Clay tore his ACL. They paid him $160 million. So I have no reason to think that our ownership group aren't going to take care of us the way we've taken care of this organization.
All right, here's Steph Curry on the future of Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it, and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together, and at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win, I know I want to win, and that's all I worry. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, they're going to take a little time, obviously, and they're going to, and they might have already made up their mind of what they were going to do next year, win or lose last night. Do you want to keep Klay Thompson, and at what price? Chris Paul with his contract, you can be creative with that. Is Kuminga ready to be a star? You know, that's part of the problem too. I might hold on to Klay and Dre, but I think, you know, there's a kicker that is attached to Draymond Green. If he gets traded, he gets money out the door as well. Now, he's not costing you, you know, an exorbitant amount, but can you get Klay Thompson a two-year $50 million deal? Is that prudent for this team? And I'd probably hold on to Klay one more year if I don't feel like their younger players are ready. You know, Wiggins I would try to trade, but I don't know what you're going to get. I mean, 2 years ago, he was great. But I don't know what you're going to get for him. And that would be, can you make one more run for Steph Curry? What's it going to cost you? And I think that's the question you have to ask. Because if you have Steph, and Steph's going to cost you $55 million, and you still have Draymond Green there, do you bring back Klay and say, let's try it one more time? I guess that would be probably the decision that they'll have to mull over here. But Steph can't continue to be Steph. Like, at some point, there's going to be that somebody's got to be maybe the guy who takes over and lets Steph be a complimentary player. I mean, LeBron's been waiting for AD to do this, and it's not going to happen. So LeBron's like, oh, damn, I got to carry everybody up and down the floor here. Yeah, probably so. And Steph may say the same thing. My God, Clay, make a shot. Like, somebody help me here. You know, they whiffed on Wiseman. Jordan Poole, that didn't do well at the very end. Should they have signed up Draymond Green? Well, you know, they're being loyal. I mean, we talk about ownership and lack of loyalty. There's been loyalty. But it's a business. And that's where I come in, and that's where a player should understand. And it is business. And is it better business for Golden State to move on from Chris Paul, from Wiggins, Klay Thompson? Can you restock? Can you get younger? Can you get maybe somebody who can help Steph Curry get one more title? Because you spent a lot of money. Nobody spends more money than Golden State. But you didn't get your money's worth for a 10 seed that's now out of the playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned Wiseman. If you go back 4 years ago when they had that all-injury season where Steph had the wrist and Klay was out for the year and a half, they stumbled into the number two pick of the draft, and Wiseman didn't work out at all. They were one pick away from having Anthony Edwards. What would that have done to have him as that next unit to start and then take over? They could have had LaMelo Ball they passed on. Mm. They passed on Tyrese Halliburton, who knew at the time, but imagine if they had taken him or Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
They went with the big guy. If they would have gotten any of those players in that draft, it would have, the transition, can you imagine?
Yeah. And, you know, it used to be when all else fails, go big. Like, with your draft pick, like, you can't fail, go for a big man. And that's not the NBA anymore. When they went after Wiseman, who I thought was unproven, he showed glimpses at Memphis, but I'm like, okay, the number two overall pick? And you're like, yeah. I go, okay. And Jay Billis, I remember Jay saying, hey, you know, I like him. I just didn't see it. Anthony Edwards, I saw somebody who was explosive. Halliburton, I watched in college, but I got to be honest, I didn't think, like, wow, that guy's going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate. Then I saw him in Sacramento, and I go, that guy's a star. Now, it's like Sabonis. I didn't get it when he was at Gonzaga, and then I got it, and I'm like, wow. It's not a fluke. He knows how to play. But that's tricky when you're drafting these players, when you draft them, and what you expect from them, and how they sort of ingratiate themselves into a lineup. Who can you get that will come in and all of a sudden understand their role with the Golden State Warriors? And that'll be tricky. But, you know, that's a dynasty. Golden State was a dynasty. Can they still hold on by their fingertips and be a dynasty? What other poll questions are we looking at today, Seton? By the way, first hour brought to you by Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax in a bucket or a foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology. The next time you wash your car or truck, Meguiar's, reflect your passion. All right, Seton.
You know, I think too, like just to stick with the Warriors for a minute, but you shipped Jordan Poole out, which is like a chemistry thing, but you brought in a dude that's 37 to replace him to an already old roster. Clearly time is catching up to that group, right?
But they won 27 of their last 39 games. And it felt like, okay, maybe the band's together and maybe one more tour, victory tour. And then all of a sudden you see running into a Sacramento team that underachieved at the end of the season, but then got it right last night. And a lot of these teams, you know, you feel like, oh, they just kind of flicked the switch. Well, I don't think Golden State can do that. Not anymore, because we saw that with Klay. Go back to last year. I think their closeout game, he didn't have a good game. You know, this is where Klay's got to give you 20, 25. Draymond, it's got to contribute, you know, in a variety of, you know, categories in the box score. And then you have to get some help with your bench. I mean, that's what you're waiting for. Who emerges, and is that enough to kind of prop up Steph Curry where maybe can win another title? What else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. We've got who is furthest from a ring right now? Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Well,
Steph is out, so.
Yeah, I would say he's really far away.
More so at this point in their career. Like if, you know, go in the next 3 years, all of them will be out of the league in 3 years, I think.
Is Durant going to be out of the league in 3 years? Feels like that's all he does is just play ball. I don't know what other, you know, hobbies he's got.
He'll be 36 next season.
I don't know. It feels like he can be shooting those pull-up 15-footers for 10 more years.
Feels like he's going to be the Caitlin Clark of the 3-on-3 league.
Oh,
he's going to go right from there, right from the NBA to 3-on-3. Yeah, let's go. We just signed the Durantula.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Zion last night. LeBron talked about how great Zion was. Your phone calls are welcome. We'll settle on our poll question. Danny Hurley will join us coming up. And Darvin Ham does address the silly, I guess it's a question, or it was a statement. Should the Lakers have tanked last night to avoid the Denver Nuggets? And Darvin Ham, the Laker head coach, did address that. So, and we will as well. Also, Peter Schrager with his mock draft a little bit later on. So, just getting started, 14 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
He's done it again, back-to-back national titles. He's only been at UConn for 6 seasons. He's Danny Hurley back on the program. How do you feel?
You know, probably a bunch of things. At times, probably exhausted. At other times, you know, great elation.
At other times, I don't love uncertainty in terms of the roster. So my mind drifts to, what the team's going to look like moving forward. So, just kind of like all over the place, but intermittently, starting to appreciate what we did a lot more when you kind of get those quiet alone time.
Were you dealing with the transfer portal during the tournament?
Yeah, I think we were talking about it openly with the team, and we had a little bit of an issue last year with with players. I think beginning that process before the season ended. We just talked openly to the younger players and, hey, we know the portal's open, but we got a chance to do something special. And you're not missing anything. The portal's going to be open for a long time, and it's going to be total chaos. So if that's the direction you want to go, just honor the season and what we're trying to do historically, and just wait.
Why don't we wait to open the transfer portal until after the tournament?
I don't know. I think obviously it makes a ton of sense. Maybe it's the college basketball's version of giving the best draft picks to the worst teams. So the teams whose seasons are over, they get a chance to, while the really good teams are busy playing, they have an opportunity. So maybe it's they're following the model of pro sports leagues in their drafts.
Do you guys, kind of created the blueprint here, do you think, for what college basketball, successful college basketball should be and how to build a roster?
It's probably hard to argue against it. Just, the kind of the balance between young players that you recruit out of high school, giving you a boost, and then obviously having players that you player develop, obviously freshman to sophomore year, big jump, sophomore to junior year, big jump, and then strategically using the portal, and then obviously, we've got the great resources, but I don't think players come here. Maybe the NIL may be the third or fourth reason why players come here. Maybe the fifth reason why players come here. If it's the primary reason why players come to your program, it's going to be hard to build a championship culture.
How do you think history is going to look at these back-to-back champs?
Well, I think regardless of how these guys' NBA careers go, you look at the analytics. No one has dominated an NCAA tournament the way our team did this year, and I think we're top five the last 2 years in terms of domination. But the overall story, the analytics tell obviously a great story about how great this year's team was. It feels like one of the best in the last 25, 30 years based on the efficiency and the quality that we played at. But overall, when you look at it, it's going to depend on how these guys' NBA careers pan out. Unfortunately, we'll be tied to how this team is viewed. So we need Kling Kong and these other guys to go have great careers.
How would your team, whichever team you want to pick, do against your brother's Duke championship teams?
it would have stacked up even better if we were able to bring Hawkins back and Sonogo back and Andre Jackson back to this team. Look at just how we were the number one offense in the country. We were one of the top defenses in the country. We were a great rebounding team. All five of our starters, it feels like, have a great chance to play in the NBA / lottery picks / I think it would have been a great game. Obviously, the stopping their point guard on Duke would have been the biggest challenge because Bob is the greatest point guard to ever play in college. So,
you're sucking up to your brother here, aren't you?
Yeah, that's I've done it my whole life. Big bro is always taking care of me, Dan. So it's the least I could do.
When do you come up with the strategy to let Edie score as much as he wants to score, but you're going to shut down the perimeter?
Well, those scouting things, and obviously it was a quick turnaround from the Alabama game. We had a lot more time to prepare for Alabama than we did for Purdue. That was like a 36-hour turnaround in terms of being ready. So with Kamani Young and Luke Murray, two of the best coaches in the country that alternate scouts, they lay out the game plan, or at least what they would like to do, and then obviously I got to make the ultimate decision on whether I want to go with it. Luke presented, I think, an awesome game plan. He laid it out to the staff, and the first 10 minutes, when Edie was kind of, having his way in those one-on-ones, I think there might have been a timeout at the under 12 where the staff was starting to attack Luke's plan. but we trust each other here, and obviously, for the next 20 minutes before Donovan got in foul trouble, he won a lot more of those one-on-one battles versus Edie. And then obviously, we were able to take control, but, Luke was steadfast, as we were waffling.
He's Dan Hurley, UConn head coach, back-to-back championships. What would make you leave Connecticut?
Maybe just burnout at this point for me, just, pushing too hard and probably, just breaking down at some point, just because you just can't keep up the intensity and the energy and the output. And then maybe down the road, if I could grow up a little bit, mature a little bit with the emotions, maybe the NBA, down the road.
Why do you want to do that to yourself? Go to the NBA?
Well, I think college has become like the G League. in a way. I mean, it's that's obviously tongue in cheek, but a lot of the college game has changed. You win a national championship, and obviously we're going to do things, go to White House, do these. We had the parade to do these things, but you're basically right into free agency frenzy. So it's I'm more worried about burnout than I am going to the NBA.
What was the conversation like when Kentucky called?
It was really, I had a brief conversation with my agent maybe on Sunday as that news was breaking, and it was, would you have an interest if they call? And, my answer, to that was no. I'm the head coach at the best program in the country. Why would I leave the best program in the country, even if another place is really good or is great? But your agent wants you to try to deflect, because you're at UConn. You want to reward your staff. You want to increase the resources in your program. So your agent is kind of telling you, hey, don't say you're interested, but don't say no, because I got to deal with the UConn people on a lot of things.
Well, yeah, you got to play the game. Even though you want to stay at UConn, you have to give the thought that, maybe somebody else is going to love me a little bit more.
So I looked like a donkey. I pinned it on my wife. I was evasive, but it was, I looked like a donkey the way I was answering things. But privately, all the players, I talked to them about it, and they understood.
When you're out watching these kids in high school and you're seeing everybody wants to be Steph Curry, as a coach, tough-minded, disciplined, like, how nervous does that make you when you see somebody who is jacking from, 30 feet away?
Yeah, you just walk away and go, go find somebody else. You go find somebody, that has the traits, obviously the talent piece, where they're talented enough. But I study these kids when I go to the AAU games. I don't play with my phone. I hate my phone. I watch. I watch how these players interact with their coaches, with their teammates. I watch their parents in the stands. I watch to see if their parents are super critical of their coaches, because if they kill all their coaches, and they're in four or five different high schools, and they change travel teams. They're just going to do the same thing to you. So, you know, you just evaluate the person and the people around the person.
Do you get a vacation?
I think we just looked at May, middle of May. I think you're going to, I think there's like a 2 or 3 day window where it's Jersey Shore time. So, but yeah, I mean, we're going to go about a month here with players that have got to make NBA decisions. You know, we're portaling like everybody else. You know, and then obviously we've got to start recruiting the next recruiting class so that, this isn't like coaching in the NBA when the season's over. You just go away and the front office takes over. You know, we are the front office.
You know, it feels like the coaching aspect of this is the easier part of all of this. It's crazy to say that, but it feels that way.
Yeah, I've said it for years, man. You know, Dan, it's like the best part of the day is practice time. The most fun part and the most natural part is absorbing your opponent's film and pregame locker room. I mean, that's the part that feels the best, makes the most sense. Once you start getting into NIL valuation negotiations and obviously, you know, it's hard, I guess, when you're talking to players in your own program and you've got to convince them that it's in their best interest to stay in the best program in the country. Like, it feels like that should go without saying that you should stay in the best program in the country.
Let's say you're recruiting me. When can I bring up NIL when it doesn't make you nervous about what my priorities are?
Well, once you're convinced that you want to come to UConn, you know, we'll go through a visit and it'll never come up, or maybe it's the last thing that comes up. Or it's got to be a situation where you love the culture, you love the style of play. You know, myself and the coaching staff are the people that you want to play for. You love the team and you want to be a part of that locker room. You know, you want to play in the Big East and you love our, you know, you love our player development and the holistic approach that we take to our players. And then the NIL has got to be, you know, good enough for you. But I think, you know, right now, like what UConn brings to the table in terms of, you know, we're going to teach you how to fish, which is going to last you a lifetime. And we're not just going to kind of throw you fish that's going to feed you for a day. And we want people that, you know, that have that balance and that perspective where they're not trying to go to the highest bidder. They're looking for the best combination of NIL and program to excel in.
Okay, but if I say all those things, I love the culture, I want to be here, you know, I'm buying in, I'm going to play defense, I'm going to play hard, and I'd like $500,000. Like, can I do it that way?
As long as it's reasonable and it lines up with close to what the market is. You know, but there's a lot of unreasonable numbers.
Okay, give me an unreasonable number. No names, just an unreasonable number.
I think I heard 1.3 from a collective you know, last year, and you know, I'm not sure that is what the spirit of NIL was. I think the spirit of NIL was like, I take advantage of name, image, and likeness in the manner of like the way of Donovan Klingon did this year. You know, huge personality, incredible player on the court, and then what he did this year in endorsements off the court. I don't think I could share that number with you because the IRS is going to be coming for me.
Well, no, he has to report it to the IRS anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, listen, these kids, they bring a lot of value. Obviously, March Madness, you know, brings, you know, billions of dollars or whatever that number is. I think, you know, when we get to revenue sharing and contracts, I think that's going to be a happy day for a lot of coaches. I think for a lot of players, because I think a lot of schools, too, they embellish the number. for players, and then they don't come through on the promise too. So kids end up picking a worse school because they think it's more money. And then a lot of the collectives, or some of the collectives actually don't even come through.
I got 2 years of eligibility left. No, I'm just saying. Like, you took your son. I mean, you should be able to take me, right?
Well, you know, we don't rely on players that are electrifying off the dribble, which is what I don't think you are. I actually think you have a chance to play in our system because, you know, we're going to move you around off the ball. We're going to help you to get shots.
Is this a verbal offer, Coach? I just want to make sure.
I think you could help our brand a lot.
You think I could?
Bring in NIL for the good players. So if I've got to use my 13th scholarship, that guy's not going to play anyway. So.
And I don't need NIL.
You're going to bring NIL.
I am bringing NIL. That's my nickname. I'm NIL.
NIL Dan.
Let me know when practice starts, Coach. I'll be there.
All right. June 1.
All right. June 1. Hey, thank you, bud.
Later, Dan. Appreciate you,
bud. That's Dan Hurley, head basketball coach, Connecticut. Sounded like an offer to me.
You're in. I think you're in.
Sound like an offer. Marvin, now I'm
Come on.
I'm
one of your family now. Yeah. Let's go. UConn Magazine, come back.
Yeah. I'm going to be the centerfold in UConn Magazine. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Let's stretch this out. Let's do the table, the three hats. Fake the Syracuse hat. You fake the Seton Hall hat.
Well, never Seton Hall.
Well, because of
Coach. There's no reason to be ugly about it, okay?
I mean, they didn't make the tournament.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they won the NIT.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, either way, you're getting a banner. Yeah, that's right. Put it up in Walsh.
Let's take a break here. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Prior to the commercial break, we left you hanging there when I asked, is there a Danette that I outlive, since the Danettes are younger than me. Marvin, you had a quick answer to that. Who do I outlive of the Danettes?
I thought you said a BRG.
No. No, I said a Danette. Do I outlive any of you guys?
I hope not.
Tough answer.
Yes, you know, I just had a childhood friend drop dead of a massive heart attack. He was 47.
Yeah.
It just really freaked me out. So yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, that happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. One day I don't come in here.
One day you don't.
I don't.
Would you be sad though if one day you came in here and then it was one of us that was dead?
Yeah.
You would be sad?
Yes.
For hours.
For the most of the show.
Yeah.
How long would it take for you on the show to make fun of us? The dead, the deceased, the departed.
Okay, let's say Todd died.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Let's not, come on.
Damn. Take a minute and they say, can I get up there on the poll question? You just gotta move.
No, I would pay tribute to you. The entire show would be a tribute to you.
What guest would you call for your first guest post Todd's passing?
I would probably see if I could get Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen.
All right! Come on now!
No, you know who I'd get? I'd get Billy Joel and Hall & Oates.
That.
And I would have them sing a duet. Or is it a trioette? Since there'd be three of them. Yes.
I sure hope none of us passes away like the Sunday before a football Monday.
Yeah, because then
there's a lot of topics.
I know, you're right.
You know, like the Cowboys lose a couple in a row or Tom Brady flirts with a comeback.
Yeah.
We're going to get bumped to segment three.
Yeah, if you die Sunday afternoon, priorities. I got to talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah, we're going to, like July gonna, would be a good time to kick.
Yeah, around the All-Star break.
Yes. There. Better coverage.
Yes. I mean, heading into the bye week, there might be quarterback changes here. So
Tom Brady could be coming back.
We'll talk about Fritzy in a little bit, but Albert Breer joins us.
Yes. Sorry about Fritzy. Yeah. We say hello to Peter King. Hi, Peter. Let's bring in Peter Schrager, co-host of NFL Network's Good Morning Football. This is why we don't get nominated for a sports Emmy. Stuff like that. No.
Morbid, yet I really can empathize doing the morning show for so long. It'd be like, Franco Harris died, and the first question is like, how many minutes are we giving Franco Harris's death? And it's, you know, well, an NFL owner died. All right, blow out the whole show. We're talking for 3 hours on the NFL Network about the legacy of this owner. It was like, all right, where do we put the obituary? Well, there was a game last night, so let's hope we're never doing any of those shows.
And but, you see where he's got the sports Emmy over his shoulder, strategically placed? Right in our face.
Wow. Brought it out. Cobwebs were on it. Brought it out.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good for you. Congratulations. Peter Schrager, NFL Network host and part of NFL Network's on-location coverage of the NFL Draft in Detroit starting April 25th. All right. You got a mock draft here. Explain to the audience why your mock draft is different than most mock drafts.
Okay. I only do two mock drafts, and I come at it, and I always say this. No one cares who the hell I would take if I was the GM of the Titans or if I'm the Saints here. Here's where I'm. No one cares. Literally not one person cares. And if you're making a mock draft, no one cares who you think either. I try to come at it and say I'm on the phone with GMs and coaches throughout the last 2 weeks trying to do the best job here and putting together a list of how I think it might go. After I released the mock draft, which was yesterday, and they get a lot more feedback. And in the day of the draft, I'll put together an official final one. But I had some curveballs that generated a lot of responses. And that's kind of the part of this exercise. And I take a lot of pride in it that people respond to it the way they do.
Okay. The reaction you got, you don't have to name the team or the coach, where he might have been disappointed that you took some information and put it out there, or you were completely off. Did you hear from any of your friends yesterday?
No, they don't like it when you're on. They're fine when you're off. They don't like it when you're on and they say, okay, well, what, like, dude, we had that conversation. You don't put that in your mock draft. So it's those. There were a certain coach of the Rams has never had a first round pick in his entire tenure with the Rams. And I put in the mock draft, I will go on the record and guarantee that pick will be an offensive player. Like, there's no way McVay's coming out there and drafting a safety with his first pick. He has an offensive mind, and he texted me at about 4 a.m. this morning and is like, you're putting a guarantee that I'm going to take an offensive player? And I wrote back, yes, you will take an offensive player. I'll see you night one after you take an offensive player. So a lot of this stuff is just friendly banter. But I had a trade up for the Giants to number four to get J.J. McCarthy. And a lot of other teams, oddly enough, reached out and said, is that from Joe Shane? Is that from Brian Daboll? Is that you speculating? So I think that McCarthy pick and where he ends up is very intriguing to a lot of other coaches.
Okay, how many teams are truly interested? I don't understand the J.J. McCarthy fan fest here, but it seems to be real that he's going to be a top five pick. How many teams are interested in J.J. McCarthy?
I could tell you on, I would say that there are three different quarterback needy teams in this draft, you know, the usual suspects who were very active on text chain yesterday about me going and putting him on the Giants. You can guess those teams. I won't list them, but it's one of those where, oh, so you really don't think he'll be around at spot X, Y, Z.
So the Viking, you can nod your head, like Vikings, Raiders. I would say the Giants are going to be in there as well. Maybe there's an outlier.
I think the 12th pick with the Broncos, they're interested in seeing which quarterbacks go. Look, if all four of those quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4, we know Arizona's not making the pick at four. They have Kyler Murray. That means someone felt the pressure or the need to move up to get one. And then if they don't get him at four and Arizona stays put and gets Marvin Harrison, then that Chargers pick at five becomes a feeding frenzy and they might be willing to trade back. So it's interesting. You know, Minnesota is a wild one because they got that 23rd overall pick also. And the thought and the conventional thinking was, oh, you package 11 and 23 and you move up to four or five. That's great. They also have a ton of future first round picks. They've got a ton of picks in this draft. It all sounds great. But if you're Arizona or the Chargers and you're looking to move back, going all the way back to 11 probably crosses you off on guys like Harrison and Adunze and Neighbors and gets you out of that contention. However, the Giants at six, you can move back two spots if you're Arizona and still get one of the top receivers in this draft, if not your favorite receiver in this draft, which makes the Giants, if they're really interested in getting McCarthy, the spot that I have them going and being the team that's going to make the move.
I mentioned this to the Danettes recently, that now is the real time with the draft where you get all your scouts. Everybody kind of comes back and it's quiet. Like you don't hear much information. This is when real decisions are made. The other stuff when we're speculating and, you know, in January, we're talking about, you know, where's Michael Penix going?
Yeah.
This is when it's real. And this is where you're trying to sort through what, like, is somebody telling you the truth? Do you have friends in the business who might lie to you? Or how about I say this? They don't tell you the truth.
We've got a lot of teams that tell me the truth, and I really value that, and it goes a long way. And those years of relationships, and they understand that if they're telling me that, that it's okay for me to put in the mock draft, and it's fine. I've had multiple coaches tell me something that the day before, they're going to pick this guy if he's on the board and they take someone else. And I'll say something the next day. And inevitably it's wasn't my call. GM, you know, made that one in the end. It would have been my pick. So everyone's got a cover, but the truth of the matter is there are smoke screens. I would like to think I've got enough years and enough credibility where I'm not going to be used as some pawn by a team. And I also don't think my mock draft isn't going to change everyone's boards. I had a really interesting conversation with a head coach last night. And he said, right now in the process, and you nailed it, Dan, we have our verticals, which means, all right, here's how we rank our quarterbacks. Here's how we rank our running backs. Here's how we rank our wide receivers. Our next step, which is the next few days, is our horizontals, which means, okay, we love this offensive tackle, but do we love him more than the third wide receiver? That's when you start comparing players from different position groups. So a lot of teams haven't even gone through that exercise yet, which makes a mock draft a guess, a simulation, an estimation. And then I would think a couple of days before, like I've had some really accurate mock drafts in the past. I would say Daniel Jeremiah last year, and not to promote someone other than myself, because at this point in my career, I'd like to promote myself. But I would say Daniel Jeremiah had at number two, the Texans taking CJ Stroud. And then at number three, the Texans trading up from like 11 to three and taking Will Anderson. And I said, dude, that's incredible intel. And after the fact, he was like, I was given an indication it might happen. I went with it. And I'm like, those are the ones where it's a real pat on the back. When you could project trades and get it right and nail it and get the guys, that's impressive.
Talking to Peter Schrager, NFL Network. He'll be part of the coverage, NFL Network, on location of the draft in Detroit, April 25th through the 27th. I don't know if the Patriots have learned from Mac Jones, that situation, that experiment. Do you draft your franchise quarterback and then you start to build around him, or do you try to build something and then bring in your quarterback so he's not empty-handed like Mac Jones pretty much was in New England? You got him taking Drake May. They don't have the infrastructure there on that team where he's going to get thrown in and all of a sudden we're going to go, Drake May is not ready to play.
It's a huge uphill battle for whoever that first round pick is. If it's a wide receiver, you're saying, well, then Jacoby Brissett's going to be throwing to him. And that's nothing against Jacoby, but that's not the future of the franchise. They have issues on their roster, holes everywhere, and trade back does sound to make sense. But then you start thinking, how often do we anticipate to have a top five pick at quarterback? If you're comfortable enough with May and you like it, which I think they are, I think that's the pick. I would say I'm 80% confident they'll go quarterback there and they're not going to trade out. And I think Daniels goes two to the Commanders, and I think the Patriots take Drake May. I know they had a really good dinner with Drake May. This sounds silly, but like they had like an hours and hours long dinner at Davios in Patriot Place, which is right there in Foxborough, like steaks, the whole thing. And I've gotten to know these prospects a little bit. I've spoken to a lot of coaches who've interviewed these prospects. Like, they're all very unique in their own ways. Drake May is that southern boy who's just a good time, 21 years old, you know, country strong, huge arm. He's got years to go before he's a polished product, which is why a lot of those Josh Allen comparisons are made. I don't think it's fair to Drake May. Josh Allen is like one of the best of his generation. We don't know if that's Drake May yet, but with so much youth and so much raw ability and the size, 6'4", and the basketball background, the whole thing, if you're comfortable with him at three, like there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, yes, you take him at three. And I think in that building, when you have so many needs, take the quarterback.
I still get the feeling that Sean McVay is going to take quarterback.
Go on.
Like, I could see Michael Penix. I don't know. It just feels like, or Bo Nix. I don't know why. But the thought doesn't go away that Sean's going to look at, you know, Matt's successor.
They took, obviously, Stetson Bennett in the fourth round last year. That hasn't worked out, and we wish Stetson well, whatever he's going through. I'm not sure all the details on it, but obviously he had some stuff last year, and then they've, you know, rotated around who is going to be the backup. They brought in Wentz. They had that going for a while. That spot, 19, where they're at, Bo Nix might be on the board. Michael Penix might be on the board. Spencer Rattler might be on the board. I'll just say this. Again, I'll say it to you. Sean McVay is not taking an inside linebacker at 19. Like, he's an offensive wizard, and he's never had the opportunity to draft a guy in the first round. If there is a stud wideout that slips, if there's a wideout that he likes, like if he likes Ladd McConkey, and I don't know if he does, but if he likes, you know, Ricky Pearsall, if he sees Keon Coleman, like I think Sean's going to say to the guys, I've never made a first round pick. I'm taking my guy. And if that's a quarterback, it'll be a quarterback. I think offense for the Rams. And you got me thinking there with the eventual successor to Matthew Stafford.
I don't know, man. I love Penix. But then I could see Sean saying with Bo Nix, you know, man, I can bring him in, and I got a guy similar to Stafford.
Accurate as hell.
Yeah. League. I don't know. I get that.
Penix is interesting. So I didn't have Penix in my first round, and I've gotten a lot of blowback. And by the time I do it next week, based on the response, I will have Penix in the first round. He's a first round quarterback. I thought he might be like that Will Levis situation.
Yeah, but who's just giving you blowback?
Teams that are in the late 20s, or teams that have potential quarterback needs, who said just they would expect there would be a trade up into the first round if he falls out of the top 20. Someone, he's not going to fall to day two.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. There's two teams, though, that I continued to hear for Penix. And I didn't have him in my first round. One of them was the Vegas Raiders. Apparently, there's a lot of fans in the building. I speak to sources there that I haven't gotten that indication, but from other people, I've heard that. And then the other one is the Seattle Seahawks as a successor to Geno Smith. Obviously, the Washington connection, but also the offensive coordinator there knows Penix. So those are the two teams I was told for Penix, and I don't have him going anywhere in the first round. So it just shows how wildly different the thought process could be 10 days out.
And all it takes is one team.
Yeah.
To go.
Tim Tebow got drafted in the first round.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have one team that gets squirrely, and all of a sudden it changes where people go, wait, what happened? Who'd they take? Now all of a sudden, you know, you hit reset and you're like, wait, hold a minute. That person's
been
available.
A few of those. Yeah. I remember when Joe Flacco went like 18th to the Ravens out of Delaware. I remember being Radio City Music Hall and everyone looking around me like, really? I'm like, okay, all right. You know, it's all it takes is one team. If you take them, you take them and you go from there. But, you know, remember the Broncos traded back into the first round to take Paxton Lynch? We were all like, all right. Yeah.
Give me the wildest rumor you're hearing.
Good one. The wildest rumor. Wildest rumor, I would think, actually involves Washington at 2. And the wildest rumor is that they pass on quarterback because they have 6 picks in the top 100. And Adam Peters, how they did it in San Francisco, was you lock up and solidify all the other positions. Then you get on a cheap contract, a quarterback that you like in the second round, the third round, or whatever. And I would say that's a wild rumor and it's possible. And that's a philosophy and say, okay, you dress draft stud wide receiver at 2 overall, you get Harrison, you get a stud, you know, defensive tack, whatever you want to do, you trade back, whatever it is. The issue is Marcus Mariota is their starting quarterback right now. And they're not going into the season with the number 2 overall pick with Marcus Mariota as their starting quarterback and no, you know, blue chip guy behind him. So that's been the wildest rumor and that kind of died down. But there was a while there where people were like, I could see Washington with Bob Myers and all these outside the box thinkers saying, look at what San Francisco did with Brock Purdy. Adam Peters says he can replicate that. Just give me a quarterback who runs the system and we can build up. But I don't know. I feel like Jaden Daniels or Drake May will be the pick. And I have Jaden Daniels going 2 overall.
You're guaranteeing that Caleb Williams goes number 1 to the Bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that people have tried to add a little fire to this. Yeah. I felt all along that Chicago was getting rid of Fields and they were taking Caleb Williams. That
yeah.
There was nothing that was going to alter that. I don't know if anybody made any kind of draft day package to go, hey, we're going to give you this. If this is the next Patrick Mahomes, I was surprised nobody said, we want to go up and get him.
Even if they did, once you trade Fields for what they traded Fields for, I think it's done. I mean, that's it. Like, you're just going to say, okay, just there's nothing that can entice us. I don't care if it's 7 first-round picks. Like, we have our guy. We're going all in. We already traded Justin, and we go from there. They've had 3 great meetings with him. First one was at the Combine, which is kind of like your first get-to-know-you. Second one in L.A., they took him out to dinner out in L.A., and it was an awesome night. And they went to this, like, private dinner club called Bird Streets, which you have to be a member of, and the Bears got in. And they took Caleb, and, like, Jamie Foxx was at the next table, and Caleb was great. Not over the top, but just comfortable. And then in Lake Forest, they took him out, not in Chicago, but Lake Forest, where the facility is, and they brought members of the team to be there at the dinner, and Caleb was amazing. So they've had great interactions with Caleb, and he's been awesome. So I think that's a sure thing.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Good to talk to you, buddy. That's Peter Schrager, NFL Network, part of NFL Network Draft Days coverage, the 25th, 26th, 27th from Detroit.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.